This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The 22-year-old suspect in last weekend's shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub had a first court appearance Wednesday, a virtual hearing. Another hearing is scheduled for December 6th, but defense attorneys have asked to move that date. Denver Rescue Mission says it will suspend employee handbook language regarding members of the LGBTQ community. The Christian organization has a nearly $9 million contract with the city of Denver. Denverites Rebecca Tyler reports.
The language prohibits, quote, acting on same-sex attraction and rejecting of one's biological sex. But Denver has an anti-discrimination clause in its contract with the group, which protects against gender and sexuality-based discrimination. Legal experts think the policy violated state and federal law. Civil rights lawyer Mari Newman helped write Colorado's anti-discrimination law.
If you want to talk about the impact of these kinds of discriminatory policies and public statements, look no further than what happened in Colorado Springs. Policies like this tell people that it's okay to discriminate.
Denver Rescue Mission says its handbook was compliant with city, state, and federal policies. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Colorado's Economic Development Office says some researchers and tech companies will get more than $9.5 million in grants. Recipients include a Boulder company that develops unmanned aircraft systems and a company in Carbondale that makes plant-based wax for skis and snowboards. The state will start accepting applications for next year's grants in January. Students will soon be able to enroll in a doctoral program in climate and human health at the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus. The program is aimed at developing leaders that can address the health effects of climate change, like increased respiratory disease and the worsening of existing health equity gaps. This is CPR News and KRCC.